The May 2nd regular meeting of the Rio del City Council included a lengthy and emotional debate over a request by members of the public for the city to consider waiving building permit fees for red and yellow tagged homes that don't qualify for other assistance. Available assistance is restricted to low and extremely low income residents, which is 80% of the average median income and below. Before the agenda item came up, the council received the fiscal year 2022 financial report, which talked about a significant reduction in city revenue, primarily due to decreased sales and cannabis tax revenue, and that was before the first earthquake hit. The building permit fee waiver discussion began with City Manager Kyle Knopp summarizing the staff recommendation to deny the request based on the declining revenue and equity concerns about relieving permit fees for some but not all residents. The building permit fees are comprised of state and local fees combined, so any waiver of the fees would require the city to backfill the state and county portion, which would be substantial. According to the city, $28,616, or 46% of the total building fees collected so far in the current fiscal year, are attributed to the earthquakes, and this will only increase as repairs get underway. Mayor Pro Tem Amanda Carter started the City Council debate by describing the impact of the earthquake on the city as well as her personally, since most of the council members' homes were also damaged. She described it as a gut-wrenching decision. It would benefit her personally since her home was flooded, but in the wider interests of the city, she would be voting no on the request. Councilmember Julie Woodall concurred with the difficult decision and would also be voting against the request. Councilmember Frank Wilson asked about bringing the item back at a future meeting with more information on the breakdown of building permit fees and possible alternatives for funding. Councilmember Robert Orr concurred with not wanting to deny the request outright, but to get more information. He spoke about the unaffordability of the building permit that he will need in order to fix his own damaged home. Orr was concerned about residents, including himself, leaving Rio Del rather than paying to repair their homes and pay for the needed building permits, or simply doing unpermitted work. Mayor Deborah Garnes addressed the nearly full chamber about the impact of the earthquake on city infrastructure, her home, and her rental property in the city. She asked the audience to remember that the council members are impacted residents just like everyone else, but she would also be voting no to the request. Many in attendance addressed the council and spoke of their own experiences in the earthquakes and the aftermath, including resident Felicity Turcotte, who spoke about her home, which is yellow tag now, and in need of significant repairs that she can't afford.
For me, I do not have earthquake insurance. I can't afford $160 extra a month for earthquake insurance. No one can. So my house, $20,000 for the repairs, plus a plumber quoted me $6,000 and for the plumbing work that had to be done. And I don't have that money. I can't afford to take out a loan on top of my mortgage and need to pay everything. So for the city to charge, actually, I understand that there's certain county and state taxes. I understand all of that. But yes, I am 100% in favor of Councilmember Wilson's idea to at least look into the idea more.
Supervisor Michelle Bushnell attended the meeting and spoke after public comments in order to address some of the information about building permits, and she succeeded in helping to bring down the temperature in the room. The council then voted 3-2 to deny the requested waivers. The full video of the council meeting is available online at theriodeltimes.com, as well as the full council packet, which includes the 2022 financial report presentation. The next meeting of the Rio Del City Council will be Tuesday, May 16th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall and online. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.